This is KERA News. I'm Dwahli Saikautau. A former state director of foster care who has worked with countless Texas youths for two decades has died. Jerry Sullivan was only 44. Wickedly funny, kind, and compassionate. That's how young people at Dallas's Transition Resource Action Center at City Square described Jerry Sullivan. He ran a program there dedicated to young adults leaving foster care, says co-worker Madeline Reedy.
Without fail, every last one of them, in their own words, has told me that what Jerry provided to them was a reminder of who they were and who they could be when they forgot. And when they didn't believe in themselves. And that is beautiful.
Sullivan is a Plainview native who was awarded degrees from Texas Tech University and the University of North Texas. His first job was in Arlington, teaching at the nonprofit 4th Street Project. Sullivan has helped hundreds of young people, including 24-year-old Dallas resident Cody Eastlick.
Through any and everything, he was always a listening ear. If I had any problem, he would be right there. He would even be there financially sometimes when I was just going through something, and if I needed to borrow $20 to get to payday or something like that, then he would be right there with no hesitation.
He's known Sullivan since he was 4, just entering foster care with his 2 siblings. On a memorial website called CaringBridge, Eastlick added, "There will never be a set of words to describe the impact you have had on my life." Many of the comments affectionately called Sullivan Jerry Bean. One woman wrote, "If it wasn't for Jerry and Track, I would have been in a very dark place. He helped me see that there is still good in people." Jerry Sullivan died from colon cancer. His partner and husband, David Farrar, says a memorial service is planned for Saturday afternoon at Kessler Park United Methodist Church in Dallas. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.